What is the halacha with regard to wearing red? Many have heard of the concept that wearing red is considered to be problematic, and yet many people do wear red. So is there anything to it? What's the deal with the issue of wearing red? So there is a Ma'arik. Ma'arik is discussing the topic of Chukos HaGoyim, and he's actually being makil, he's being lenient. He says, despite the fact that there are some sources which seems to indicate that a Jew must dress differently than a non-Jew, so whatever the non-Jews are wearing, we have to wear something else, not what they're wearing. So the Ma'arik says, that's not exactly the case. There's no issur to wear the same style clothing as non-Jews. It's just that if they wear something which Jews have the custom to not wear for a substantive reason, like what they're wearing is pritzus. So then, that's when Chukos HaGoyim would apply. So his example there is wearing red. That non-Jews wear red and Jews don't. And the reason is because it's pritzus. So that you shouldn't do. But otherwise, to wear the same style clothing would be permissible. So the Ramah quotes this leniency in Shulchan Aruch, in Yoredei Kufayin Ches. And he mentions this example, something which the Jews don't wear because of, pritzus. So therefore, it would be subject to Chukos HaGoyim. So you end up with two problems. One problem is that it's pritzus. And the second problem is that it's Chukos HaGoyim. And that would presumably apply, by the way, for men and women equally. There's no difference between men and women in this regard. There are those who find support for this in Ma'amari Chazal. There's a Sifri, which says, talking about Chukos HaGoyim, that don't say, just like they go out in Argaman, so too. We're going to go out in Argaman. No, we're not going to do that. And there's a famous Gemara in Brachos and Daf Chaf, where one of the Amoraim rips a garment off of a woman who he thought was Jewish, and she wasn't, ended up not being Jewish, and it was a whole thing. So that garment is a karbalta. What's a karbalta? One of the explanations in the Rishonim is that it was a red garment. So then this would be very highly problematic. Is there any room for leniency? Is there any room to say that maybe this would not apply? So the Darchei Tshuva quotes from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector, who was considered the Posek Gadol in the end of the 19th century. Maise Shehaya, that some father prepared for his son very fancy and expensive red garments for his wedding. It's interesting stylistic reality, I guess, but very fancy red silk garments. So the guy wants to know, my father spent so much on these garments, but it's red. Is there any room for leniency here? So Rav Yitzchak Elchanan says it's no longer Chukos HaGoyim. Chukos HaGoyim, it was Chukos HaGoyim at a certain point when non-Jews were dafka wearing red and Jews were not wearing red. But bizmanenu, that's no longer the case. And therefore, he's lenient. Now, it's hard to know why exactly Rav Yitzchak Elchanan says that. If he's intending specifically for this case of Shas Hadchak or Bidyeved, if he's distinguishing between men and women, because to the best of my knowledge, we don't have this tshuva of Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan. In the Darchei Tshuva, he quotes it from some Torah journal that he found this tshuva from Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan's perspective, but we don't actually have the actual tshuva itself. But that opens up the discussion, and there are those who will claim, yeah, in the olden days, if you look at the Sifri, it was the argaman was like the clothing of the aristocracy and the nobility. And if a person walks around, maybe that's also why it's pritzus, because you walk around dressed all in red. It's like, very striking, and you're making yourself out to be some, major, powerful, rich guy. But bizmanenu, that's no longer the case. Maybe in sometimes in places the Christian clergy wore that. But bizmanenu, is it really possible to say that it's chukos ha-goyim, that goyim dafka wear this and Jews dafka don't? Would that really be the case? In terms of pritzus versus tznius, so maybe that argument could also be raised. Why is it pritzus? Is it pritzus because of that social factor which made a chukos ha-goyim? Or is it inherently pritzus? Maybe it's pritzus because it draws attention. Red is a very bright color, and it draws attention. Bizmanenu, we have so many bright colors. Our clothing are so much more bright. In general, we're used to seeing so much more bright colors than they were in the olden days. Is that still the case? But even if it is, maybe it depends on the garment. Each garment maybe should be judged on its own merits. And achanami, that one shouldn't dress in a way which draws too much attention to oneself. So in any event, this is a subject of some dispute. Bizmanenu, there are many poskim who assume that this iser is still in effect. Moshe Sternbach and others. And they'll say, once a child already reaches the age of chinuch, you shouldn't dress them in red. And then the question is simply, how much red? What's the definition of red? What if it's almost red, a little bit similar to red, or just a small part of the garment is red? But there are many poskim as well who will be who are mekel. I saw this quoted in the name of Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, the Stipler, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, a long list. Some of them are not excited about it. They say we prefer not, but it's not really usher. Rav Rabinovich and his sefer Siach Nachum is mekel. Lanias Daiti, I think that to say that Schukos Hagoyim is difficult bismanenu. And then the question is one of Tznius versus Pritzus, and then there's room to judge based on the particular garment and the effect that it has. It's just important to note that an important definition of Tznius is not dressing in a way which causes everyone to look and turn their head. Look at that guy. Or that person, and certainly for women even more so, that certainly is an important and overlooked aspect of tznius. But to say categorically that red is usher, that I would not say. Have a great day. If people could put up the chairs, that would be helpful.